You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, RNZ released a report detailing findings that Internal Affairs has been providing funding to anti-abortion charities' counselling services for the last 15 years through their community organisations' grant scheme. Despite providing hundreds of thousands of dollars to these groups, the provision of funding actually appears to go against their rules for community organisation grants. I spoke with Terry Bellamack, National President of Abortion Rights Aotearoa, who began by describing the organisations Internal Affairs has been funding.
According to the reports on Radio New Zealand, the centres that they've been funding are PCS and CPS. PCS apparently has many centres in the North Island. CPS is mainly focused in Nelson and also in the Wairarapa. These are both... In the States, they would be called crisis pregnancy centers, but what they are here, since all they're really providing and all they can say that they provide is counseling. What they say they provide and what apparently their grant applications said they provide is unbiased counseling around reproductive health, around, you know, pregnancy counseling. That appears to be contradicted by their founding documents, meaning the founding documents of the organizations. The organization's founding documents state clearly that their purpose is to convince people not to access abortion care.
Why is this a problem? What harm could these counseling services cause?
Well, the problem is that, you know, they don't state their biases up front. They're passing themselves off as unbiased counselors, even though they can't pass themselves off as professionals, since apparently they have non-professional, fairly untrained volunteers that actually provide the counseling. This is actually a problem in two ways. The first is the one that's, you know, absolutely clear. It's kind of a bait and switch. They purport to offer unbiased counseling, but when you get there, it turns out to be quite biased. It turns out to be, you know, that people try to convince you not to have an abortion, even if that's what you want. That is, those were the stories that Radio New Zealand was telling. That is also the story of, you know, every crisis pregnancy center in the States. That's what they do. That's a problem because it's deceptive. I mean, what's wrong? I mean, no one's saying that, you know, that you can't counsel people. I mean, nobody's saying these centers shouldn't exist. No one's saying that they don't have a right to speak freely. Nobody even is saying that these centers don't have a right to counsel people to keep their pregnancies. That's all fine. But they shouldn't try to deceive people with promises of unbiased counseling. What is wrong with being upfront about their beliefs? Now, the second way that this is a problem is that the COGS grants, which is, you know, the umbrella under which they've received this money, supposedly are not supposed, they're not supposed to duplicate services that are already available. Counseling pre and post abortion is already available through DHBs, so that's a strike there. Also, COGS grants are not supposed to go towards political or religious activities. And arguably, these centers, you know, might well be considered to violate on both those counts.
With the community organization grants scheme that you mentioned, the COGS grants, where does the money come from?
The money comes from the lottery, is my understanding. So the money is granted, you know, to community organizations, supposedly. And apparently there are teams, you know, of people, bodies of people that make these grants. Exactly what sort of oversight there is over the grants they make is not entirely clear. What sort of due diligence they do on grant applications is also not entirely clear. It's not clear to me what part of that is done within Internal Affairs and what part is done by, you know, the people who are making the grants. All this stuff is all stuff that people don't normally think about until all of a sudden something like this comes up and we want to know more about it.
So at the moment it's unclear whether Internal Affairs could be aware of where the funding is going.
Yeah, they seem to be, the answers that they gave to Radio New Zealand in the report in question seem to be a bit cagey.
As pre- and post-abortion counselling is already available through DHBs, as you mentioned, why do you think the funding was granted to these services?
You know, it would be speculation on my part. I think probably understanding more about the kind of due diligence that happens in those, you know, within those groups will probably take us a long way towards answering that question.
Where would you like the money to be going?
There are so many great community groups out there that would not be violating any of these rules. If this money had gone to Kids Can, there would be more school lunches out there. Yeah, I don't even know where all the money, you know, that's just one off the top of my head that I in Cox Grants. But I'm sure there's lots and lots of worthy organizations out there that are actually out there helping their community. Because, see, I don't see how influencing the private medical decisions of private people benefits the community.
Before we finish up, do you have any other comments you'd like to add or anything else you'd like to say?
Well, just to point out that, you know, people don't have a right to force their beliefs on other people. And pregnant people deserve the freedom to decide for themselves whether and when to become a parent. And that's what we're really talking about here.
Internal Affairs refused to be interviewed for RNZ's article when asked and would not say whether they were aware that they had been funding anti-abortion groups. Both organizations involved claim to support women and help them make informed decisions surrounding pregnancy.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.